Think a minute. In the year 1830, Joe moved into a small community in Massachusetts, USA. Yet even though Joe was a kind, honest, and good citizen, from the day he moved to town, he was rejected and ridiculed. Whenever people saw him walking their way, they would quickly cross to the other side of the street. Even the windows of his house were often broken by men throwing rocks in the night. Joe continued to go his quiet way and ignore the insults. But one day he was walking down Main Street when he heard footsteps behind him. As he turned to look, a group of men attacked him. Joe fought back, but they overpowered him and dragged him off to jail. These men lied and told the authorities that it was Joe who attacked them. Well, Joe refused to pay any penalty, since he knew he had done nothing wrong, so they locked him in jail. From his jail cell, Joe began to write letters to his family, telling them the truth of how the town was unfairly judging him. His son sent the letters to a local newspaper, and soon newspapers across the nation were printing Joe's story of persecution. The pressure from public opinion finally forced the town leaders to set Joe free. Interestingly, years later, Joe lived to see two U.S. presidents and men all over America do the exact same thing he had been wrongly judged and persecuted for. You see, during that time in America, people believed that all respectable men were clean-shaven, and Joe Palmer had dared to wear a beard. It's so true. You can't judge a book by its cover. Unfortunately, some people's beliefs go only skin deep. They just follow what others tell them is right and wrong, instead of thinking for themselves and looking deeper for what's really true and important in life. Joe's town was a perfect example of the blind leading the blind. But fortunately, Joe knew better, and that the beard on his face was not the real person he was in his heart and character. Don't let other people rent space in your head. Never let others rob you of your freedom to think for yourself and choose what you believe is the right way to live. In fact, it's not just your right, it's your responsibility. We each are made in God's likeness with a mind and conscience to think and a will to choose. So won't you take the time now to think through all the evidence of Jesus' life, teaching, miracles, and resurrection, and see that it makes sense to live your Maker's way? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.